tied to a bed, screaming. No, it's gone. So again, think, why am I restrained? Have I tried to hurt myself? Hurt someone else? I feel around my right side with both hands. Is that concrete I'm lying on? Brick? I'm not sure. It's not smooth like a trolley, not comfortable like a bed. I can't feel sheets underneath me. I bring my hands up to touch my face and head. Running them over me, I can feel something gritty. Dirt, maybe. I wince as my hand touches a huge swollen lump on the side of my head, just above my right ear. Scalding pain sends black and white stars flashing before my eyes. My stomach lurches, and I roll onto my side and vomit. Hot, acidic bile burns my throat. Tears sting my eyes. I groan, clutching my head in my hands, and roll onto my back again with rasping breaths. Then the blackness isn't just in front of my eyes anymore. It's in my head, too, as I sink into unconsciousness. How long have I been asleep? An hour? A day? 2 days? I've got hunger pangs, but I'm not hungry. Far from it. My stomach contracts in spasms at the thought of food. I'm thirsty, though. My throat is as dry as an African plain. I swallow, lick my cracked, dry lips. I try to move, but I'm stiff. So stiff. The parts that don't hurt are either numb or tingling with pins and needles. I move my legs, only to find they're restrained too, and won't budge. More rope? I wiggle my toes. That's about all I can manage. If I'm not in hospital, I must be in prison then. Solitary confinement. But something is wrong with that theory. Prisoners aren't restrained with rope, they'd use handcuffs. Right. Think. My ankles and wrists are tied. I'm somewhere damp, mouldy, lying on the bare ground. Slowly, I bring my knees to my chest. My left ankle screams in pain. Ah! I cry out, my voice echoing off walls I can't even see. I'm fully clothed, wearing a dress, flat ankle boots. Okay, good. What else? I don't know. Hello? My voice is hoarse, croaky. No reply. Just the sound of dripping somewhere. I must be underground. That's what the earthy mouldiness smells like. Underground, with darkness suffocating me. And I'm tied up. My body hurts. My head is killing me. But I can't be in hospital, and I can't be in prison. So what does that leave me with? I've been kidnapped. As the thought pops into my head, my stomach clenches. My heartbeat thumps wildly. I fight the urge to vomit again. I gulp in deep breaths of stale air. In, out. Come on, breathe. In, out. Don't panic. Think. Who would kidnap me? Why? Think. We're not rich. Comfortable, I suppose you'd say. Not well off enough for someone to want a ransom. That means there's some other sinister reason. Am I being buried alive in this darkness? Or kept for... Oh my God. Kept here to be raped and murdered. Or tortured and murdered. Is it a good sign I'm not already dead? Or does it mean things will get much, much worse? I shiver uncontrollably. I don't know if it's from the cold or fear. Maybe both. I'm damp between my legs. I've wet myself, so I must have been here a while. Clenching my hands together, I concentrate on trying not to hyperventilate while I think about what I really know. I know I'm Chloe Benson. I'm 27 years old, married to Liam. I live at 16 Poplar Close in the Hertfordshire town of Welland Garden City. I teach English at Downham College. Liam works for Devon Pharmaceutical. So, as I said, we're comfortable, but not rich.